I'll start again from Zion Amud Aleph at the bottom. We have machlokas with Meir and Rabbi Yossi whether you see Negoyim just to be Mekel or you don't see them at all. And Rebbe said that it appears that halacha is like Reb Meir by a Musker and Reb Yossi by a Muchlet. Okay, Omar Rava. The Tar Kuliyama lo pligay de lo chazile. By a person who's Tahar, everybody agrees you don't see the Negayim because all you can do is make it worse. Right? Person's Tahar, so leave him alone. So that's clear. The Hezger Rishon, again, there's a lot of different Girsals here, and we're just going to learn what Rashi says. The Hezger Rishon, the Kuliyama lo pligay de chazile. Everybody also agrees that at the end of the first Hezger, you do look and see what's doing, because it can only be for the person's good also, because manashach. If there's going to be a second Hezger, nothing changed, so the halacha is you quarantine him for another 7 days, so nothing changed. Didn't get any worse. If the nega went away, you make him tar, so it got better. Right? The fact that it's possible that the nega got worse and you'll make him a mukhlat, that Rashi for some reason doesn't consider. But okay, so that's the everybody agrees that after the first Hezger, you do see the nega, because you can only make it better. Ki pligay, so where's the machlokas? The Hezger sheni. The machlokas is by the second Hezger. In other words, you already quarantined him for 2 weeks. So now the halacha is like this: if everything remains the same, he's tummy. If the nega went away, he's tar. Right. So now that's where the machlokas is. Marsover b'kohen talya milsa. The first machlokas is whether the kohen has the option not to say tummy, if he can only say tar. So now, if he sees at the end of the second hezger, and he doesn't pronounce the person tummy, he remains musker. He doesn't become tummy. If he doesn't pronounce him, if he sees that the nega went away, he pronounces him tar. So if he sees that the nega went away, he says tar. He sees that the nega didn't go away, he would have to say tameh. Now he doesn't, so he leaves the person in the status that he was, therefore didn't get any worse. That's the one who holds that you do see. That's Reb Meir. So then talim ib tahar amar le tahar. If he sees the person's tahar, he says tahar. Ib tameh shosik. And if he sees his tameh, he keeps quiet. Umar sagar and Reb Yossi holds no. Letaro o letamoksiv. The kohen doesn't have the option. He has to do one or the other. Okay, Rashi. If he makes him tame, he's worse than a musker, he's a mukhlet now. Okay? It's a worse tuma, and he's about to go mitzayr him. Okay? It's worse tuma. We had a Megillah, ain't they musker the mukhlet, except tziporim, right? But Ramaisa, for certain halachas, it's worse now to be a mukhlet than a musker. Okay, Marib Meir da Omer Roel Ahakil Atayr Velo Latame. The mayor says you can look and have the option to say tar and not tame. Sover b'kohen tali rachmanet. The ima tame lehavi tame. The ilo boy matame lelo havi tame. If the kohen doesn't want to, he cannot say anything, and the person doesn't become tame. And we explained already. Tosa Rosh says this is only in this situation. The kohen normally doesn't have that option. Normally he has to declare the person tar or tame. But over here, since we're talking about what's it called, chol hamoed. So here's a special halacha. Since the halacha is that lechatchila you don't see the goyim on the moed, so if they already have a nega and already is in the process, he doesn't have to declare a tame. Therefore, he does look at the nega. If it's tahar, he declares him tahar. If it's tame, he just keeps quiet. He won't be tame. Umar Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Lo Lahakel, and Rabbi Yossi says that he doesn't see it at all, right? He holds Sover Latar Latamoksi. The Chichazi Le Koin, the Tame Lo Motzi Le Mishtak. The Koin has no option. He can't remain quiet. If he sees his Tame, he has to say Tame. The Dilma Havi Tame, the Intimitsar, Oshamatamba Bamoy. And therefore, we don't see it at all. Because if it's Tameh, he'll have to be Matameh, and it'll be Matsayer, man Cholamoy. Okay. Omar Mar. Omar Rebbe. Now we're going back to what Rebbe said. Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yossi b'Mukhlut, v'Divrei Rebbe Meir b'Mushkar. it appears the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by a muchlet, that what's it called, that you don't see it at all, and the halacha is like Rabbi Meir by a muskar, that you do see it and he has the option. Ayamar says Vatanya Ipcha. We have a brisa that says just the opposite, that Rebbe said the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, what's it called, by a muskar, and like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi by a muskar and Rabbi Meir by a muchlet, the opposite. Versus Tanoihi, Aliva the Rebbe. It's two different Tanoim reporting what Rebbe said. One said Rebbe said that it's more mistaber like Rabbi Meir by a muchlet and Rabbi Yossi by a muskar, and one Tana said just the opposite. Why? Marsover tzavsa the alma aditle. Marsover tzavsa the ishto aditle. Right? And the machlokus is like this. This is the way Rashi learns again. Rashi learns that a muskar and a muchlet are permitted to live with a wife. We learned in Megillah already, machlokus, whether a muskar has to go outside of all three machanos or not. Right, where he goes, whether he has to stay in a place or he has to, what's it called, just your mazga the nega, that's a separate machlokas. Shaila is where he has to be, right, in that place or not in that place, because he has to be outside the three machanas or not. It's a machlokas. Rashi seems to hold that a muskar doesn't have to go outside three machanos, over here at least. A muchlet has to go out of the three machanos, but he's allowed to live with his wife. His wife could join him. He's allowed to have relations with his wife during the time he's a mitzora muchlet. During the Sfira, right, after he becomes Tohar. So then he counts 7 days, and then at the end of the 7 days, he shaves and he brings the birth. So during those 7 days, after he becomes Tohar, after he's able to become Tohar, during the 7 days that he's counting, that everybody holds he's not allowed to live with his wife. That says in the Torah. Machlokas, we'll see, is whether before that he can live with his wife or not. Okay? And the muchlet, we'll see, the Gemara has machlokas. A muskar is a machlokas rishonim, whether a muskar is allowed to live with his wife or not. And Rashi learns that a muskar is allowed to live with his wife. Okay, so a muskar, a muchlet, we'll see, is a machlokas, and Yudnei Sfira, everybody holds he's not allowed to live with his wife. So Shaila is like this. He's now a muchlet. So if he remains a muchlet, he'll still be able to live with his wife, but he'll have to be outside the three machanos. If they declare him tahar, now during Yontif, he'll start counting his 7 days. So he'll be able to come back in to the, what's it called, the machane, but he won't be able to live with his wife. So one holds, it's more important for him to be able to live with his wife, even though he's separated from people. And the other one says, no, more important for him to be around people, even if he's separated from his wife. So that's the machlokas. Rashi. Vatanya ibcha divi Rav Meir b'muchla v'divi Rav Yossi muskar. There's a brisa that says Rebbe held like Rav Meir by muchla and Rav Yossi by muskar. So Mara says it depends on the shayla. Mar sover tzavsa to ishto odiflay. One holds that he'd rather be able to live with his wife even though he's still going to be separated from the machna. Right, he's going to have to be outside the city, outside a walled city. And the other one holds that he'd rather be together, with people, even if he can't live with his wife. That's why, according to this Mandi Omer, you do see the nega b'moed, the hezker sheni. Why di matar al misamchal? If he becomes tar at the end of the second hezker, so he's happy. And even as he's matami him, and he sends him outside the three machanos, meaning that when he was a muskar, he wasn't outside the three machanos. He only goes outside the three machanos when he becomes a muchlet. That's clear from this Rashi, right? The less late tzavsa the inshi the alma, he doesn't have a company of other people. Afiluhachi less late tzara the is late tzavsa the ishto. His wife can go with him, and he can live with his wife. Umutar hu beishto. When he's a mitzora muchlet, he's allowed to live with his wife. And Rabbi Yossi, who says we don't see at all, that's talking about a person who's a muchlet. Even if you matire him, it's going to be a tzar for him, because he's going to start counting his 7 days, he won't be able to live with his wife. Even though now that he's
b'mei shvira, he's allowed to come back into the machane, ish leitzara gales leitzavta d'ishka d'osru. Now he becomes osru to live with his wife. So this man, the Amar holds, living with his wife is the main thing. And therefore, if he's a mukhlet, you're going to make it worse for him, because if you make him tame, so what's it called? The situation stays the same. But if you make him tahar, it becomes worse. Can't live with his wife. And the other man, the Omer, holds that what's it called? We'll get to see in a second. And therefore, that's what's it called? That's by a mukhlet. And by a musker, right? Anyway, he can live with his wife. And he, what's it called? Is not outside three machanos, right? So you're not going to make it any worse for him. He'll either remain a musker or he'll become tahar. So therefore, you do say it's okay. That's this pshat and Rebbe. Given the matayer le michaluto mi boyle le mimne sheve yimei shtira. Since you matayer him from being a muchlet, he starts counting the 7 days. Yimei shtira asher b'tashra mita. Then it's clear that he's asher to live with his wife. They'll see the yoshav mechutz le'alo shivas yomim. Torah says b'fer, if she has to stay outside his tent, meaning he can't stay with his wife. Le'alo za'ishto l'shiv shuvu lochem le'alechem. Umar sovereign, the other Tana in Rebbe, who says the opposite, that we do see it in the time of Mukhlat, but not Hezger, he holds just the opposite, that a person would rather have company of people than his wife. Umar sovereign stops at the Almud, obviously. High time is the Umar Rebbe, nearing Divrei Reb Meir, the Mukhlat, that the halacha is like Reb Meir by a Mukhlat, that you do see, right? And like Reb Yossi by a Musker, that you don't see. Dear Yosef Musker, Sovert Sasa the Alma of the Flay. The guy would rather have company of people. Ulahachi, Chazi Bimechaluto. Therefore, the Kohen sees him when he's in Mukhlet. Because what will happen? If he's Tahar, so he'll be able to come back with people. Even though he won't be able to live with his wife, but he's more concerned about living around with people. Now he can come back into the Machanos. And if he's what's it called, Tameh, he didn't get anything worse. He's just continuing on being a Mukhlet. If he's Tommy, he's no worse than he was off. Before. And if he's Matar, and he gets happy. Because he'd rather be able to come into the Machana, even though he's going to be Osir with his wife. Better to what's it called to be around people. The Divrei Reb Yossi b'Musker, and Rebbe held like Reb Yossi, that you don't see it at all by a Musker. The lo chazi leiwai dilma matame lei chutzal gimel machanos. The less leitzatzah the al matzarle, because if he makes him tame, he's going to have to leave the three machanos, because a musker is allowed to be b'sholosh machanos. So it could be worse. Therefore, he doesn't see at all. Okay.
How can Reb Yossi or Reb Meir generalized by everyone in this day? Everyone depends on their personality,
everything,
their wife, their friend.
Everything's like that. There's a general average. And that is also in a cloud. They go on the general average of how they saw people or things. How can any chazaka people pay every chazaka in Shas is like that. It's not like Kasha here. It's Kasha. Right there, my chazal saw that this is the teva of people. There are people who are different, but also Yosem in a cloud. And the Torah speaks about the general.
That's about the person. But different people have different relationships with their wives and with their friends, and that's mamash different by everyone. That's not teva.
No, but it's teva. Do people pay toksmano or don't pay toksmano? There's all different kinds of people. But the average chazal said every chazak in Shas is the same thing.
I understand.
Right? And those kind of questions, the Gemara we learned says in Rosh Hashanah that they threw me out of the base medrash for asking questions like that.
All right.
Okay. You may steer off. Right? During the time he's counting the 7 days, then he's Osir B'Tashmi Shamita, but not when he's a Mukhlet. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, the name of the Mukhlet Mutter B'Tashmi Shamita, so this is based on the fact that a Mukhlet is Mutter to live with his wife. But at the time of the Sfira, he's not Mutter to live with his wife. Right? And the Chora Musker, according to Rashi at least here, is also allowed to live with his wife. Just the Mukhlet is also allowed to live with his wife, but only time he's also to live with his wife is when he starts to become tahar. The nega goes away, and he starts the process of tahara. It starts with counting 7 days. During those 7 days, he's not allowed to live with his wife. Right? But when the calls man, he's a mukhlet, and he doesn't start his tahara process, he's mutter to live with his wife. In, yeah, but Tanya, the Braisa, it says, the yasha mechutz li'alo shivas yomim, she osur b'tashna shamita. He has to stay out of his tent, meaning he has to stay away from his wife for 7 days. He's also b'tashna shamita. They were also to live with their wives by Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, and then after Matan Torah, the Rosh Hashanah says, go back and live with your wives. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shivas Yomim Yisprulo. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, you're doing it for a different pasuk. How do I know that, what's it called, he's also to his wife? It says, 7 days he should count. Yimei Sviro, lo Yimei Chaluto. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's only during Yemei Sfira that he's also to live with his wife, because it says Yisperu lo, and only then, not by Chaluto. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Zayin Yemei Sfira, Kal V'chom L'Yemei Chaluto. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that if a person, when he starts to become tar, is not allowed to live with his wife, when he was really tamei, he's not allowed to live with his wife, so Kal V'chom. Right? Zayin Yemei Sfira, Kal V'chom L'Yemei Chaluto. V'om Rabbi, Danti Lefnei Rebbe. And Rav Chia said, I brought this matter before Rebbe. Limaditan Rabbeinu, you taught us, Yosem lohayelo Luziyahu ela bimei chaluto. Luziyahu was stricken with Taras. And he impregnated his wife with his son, Yosem, when he was a Metzora. So obviously a Metzora is allowed to live with his wife. Because had he lived with her Be'isr, the Svarim say, the Ritva says that they wouldn't have made him the king. Right? He would have come from a psul, somebody who was came from a psul, what's it called, of Yichus, and they would have chosen somebody else to be the king, not him. Even though a king isn't ushered to be a king just because he was conceived when his father was over in Isser Aseh, right? It's no lav even over here, but still, you know, what's it called? They wouldn't have chosen him to be the king. So therefore, Yosem, who was the king, obviously he was conceived when his father was a Metzora, and there's a whole cheshbon of how that works out, Tosa says. Right, I'm sure that Rabbi Leiter will get to it, will explain it, not me. And how exactly it works out, you're lucky that I know who Uziah and Yosem were. So Rebbe said, I also hold the same way. That's a Metzora Mukhlet is Mutter with his wife. There's no Kal V'chomer. The Micah Mithlagis, what's the Machlokis, whether it's right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sover, Goli, Rachman, Meshdira, Vakosh, Nechaluta. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Metzora Mukhlet is usher to live with his wife, learns it from a Kal V'chomer. The Torah said that even when he starts his Tahara process, he still usher to live with his wife. Kosh came when he was mukhlet. Marsover, my de goli goli, my de lo goli lo goli. The Torah said it in this case, it's a chiddish, and the other cases it doesn't apply. And the my de lo goli lo goli, I is kavachomer, so learn the kavachomer. So they learn it, there's mutim. That when the Torah said it, b'nei sfiro, it's memayit, everything else. It's that pasuk comes to tell me only b'nei sfiro. Mara says the main Rosi Rashi. Yosam lohaya luzio elabi mechaluto. Kolomer lo nisabra imo di Yosam elabi mechaluto. Uziah's wife, who was Yosam's mother, did not become pregnant with him, except when she became pregnant when Uziah was a Metzora Mukhlet. To Uziah haya Metzora velo niskas liyishlo mesfiro elabi mechaluto. He wasn't allowed to live with his wife during the time he was counting the 7 days, but he was allowed to live with his wife all those time he was a Metzora. And the only way that we can work out all the cheshbonos in Nach is if we say that Yosam was born, right, and was conceived when Uziah was still a Metzora. Afani kachomarti, the Metzora mutter, but Hashemit, the Rebbe said, I also hold like that. Then a Metzora mukhlet is mutter to live with his wife. And the halacha is only when he's counting the 7 days in his asur. And the Rabbi Yossi Rehuda holds differently. He holds that he's kosher king. If he's asur b'mei sfiro, he's surely asur b'mei chaluto. The Rebbe sover my de goli goli, lohachi amrin yimei sfiro, v'lo yimei chaluto. As a Rashi, that it's a mute. Only here, not in the other case. So you can't make a chavachomer. Now the Gemara asks, "Lameimer de Bekoin Talya Milsa?" Right, this whole, now we're going back to the general thing. We had another machlokas between Rav Meir and Yossi where the Kohen has the right not to say Tameh. That means if he doesn't say Tameh, the person's not Tameh. Does the Tumah and Tahara depend on the Kohen saying it or on the facts? Where says it? Yeah, it depends on the Kohen. But Tanya, another Bryce, the Yom He Rosh Bo, right, sometimes you do see Negayim, sometimes you don't. Ubi Yom He Rosh Bo. On the day, Mashmah, there are days when you don't see. This is now not talking about what's it called. We're talking about not seeing Bichlal. Yeshbo, Yom Shatar Roebo. There are days that you do see Negayim. The Yom Shiyatar Roebo. And there's days you don't see. Mikan Omru, where are the days you don't see? Chosin, Shinolid Bo Nega. A Chosin that gets a Nega, Nosin Lo Zayin Yimei Amishta. We don't look at his Nega till after Sheva Brachas. Lo, whether it's a nega in his body, will a beso, a nega in his house, will a ksuso in his clothing. The chain beregel, same thing goes on yontif. You don't see negoyim on yontif. So anyway, the Vilnagon says you don't see negoyim on yontif, the chazonishan says you don't see negoyim on yontif because it's a din. So you can't see negoyim on yontif anyway. But cholamoy, you can't see, you don't see negoyim. No simo shivas in meharegel, diva Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds, we give him all 7 days of the regel, we don't see. What difference does it make? If it depends on the fact, do you have an egg or not? What does it depend on the Kohen seeing it? Elamai, if the Kohen doesn't declare it Tomei, it's not Tomei. If he doesn't see it, he can't declare it Tomei. Therefore, these special times, the Kohen doesn't see it. So we see that everything depends on the Kohen's declaring it. The Meimra de Bekohen Tagimilsa Rashi, Torah Bein L'Ramei Ben Rabbi Yossi. Whether it's Ramei Rabbi Yossi, it seems clear that the Kohen is the one who makes a tummy. Because if the Kohen doesn't see it, it doesn't become tummy. And if the Kohen sees it and doesn't declare it tummy, it's also not tummy. So everybody, both Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, agree that it depends on the Kohen. The Reb Meir Omer Behedya eat tummy shosik. Reb Meir says Beferish, that if he sees that it's tummy, he can keep quiet and it won't be tummy. Reb Yossi Komer ain't rowing cloud. Right, mashma michlal the Reb Yossi sover ilo boy lo chazi leva lo havi tame. That even if the fact is that the guy has a nega that's tame, if the Kohen doesn't see it, then it doesn't become tame. So everybody agrees that everything depends on the Kohen. Nosno zayin yemei amishta lo chazi leva. We don't look at his nega during sheva brachas. Dilma matame leches. We don't make him tame when he's a chos. Uleksuso in nira a nega biksuso. It doesn't make a difference if it's a nega on his body, in his clothing, or in his house. Okay, so that's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Einot Tzorich. You don't need that pasuk. B'yom Heira Ospo. I have another pasuk. Harayu Omer, the Tzivo HaKohen, Ufinu Es Habayis. Right, it says, the Kohen comes, and before he looks at the Nega in the house, he commands you take everything out of the house, so it shouldn't become Tameh. That means that even if the thing is Tameh, it only becomes Tameh when the Kohen declares it. Right, it doesn't become Tameh retroactively. Because if it would, then what is it going to help taking things out of the house? They were in the house when it was tummy. Elamai doesn't become tummy till the Kohen says. So if we wait for double rishus, all these things that the guy, there's no mitzvah in them, right? Stam, we don't want to make the guy lose, what's it called? Either his money or his time or whatever in making these things tahar, right? So we wait. So if we can wait for a double rishus, then koshkin with dvar mitzvah. So Kol Shekain, we wait for a Dvar Mitzvah, right? And we don't make the person, we don't look at Negayim when the person is what's it called, a Chosen or an Moed, because of Dvar Mitzvah. So we don't need the Pasuk B'yom Heira Ospo. We learn from this Pasuk that since we see that the Kohen delays making the thing Tameh in order to save the things from becoming Tameh, and that's only Dvar Rishos, surely the Kohen can delay looking at the Nega for the sake of a mitzvah. Might be now, what's the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, right? What's the difference between them? Whether we learn it from the fact that the Kohen waits by the house to make it Tameh in order not to make everything in the house Tameh, which is Rishos, Mamela Kol Shekain, he waits for the Chosen and for Chol HaMoed, or we learn it from B'yom Heira Ospo, it's only a machlokas where they learn it from. One holds better learn from here, one holds better learn from there. There's no halachic difference between them. In the end, they both earn the same thing. You don't see a chosin, you don't see an chol hamoed. Right? Shailas, where you learn it from? That's what Abaye says. Rashi. Mashmos Dorishin. No, Imam Tinul Dorishus, Harimam Tinin Lo, Shaima Tamina Shimafana Kola Kalan Shivavais. The Kohen doesn't declare the house Tame, doesn't even see the Nega until we take everything out of the house. Right? It could take hours. The Alfina Mino could even take days. The Alfina Mino, the Batuma de Gufe, Nomi Mam Tinul Dorishus, Dumi the Hocha. And therefore we learn it's only not only halacha by tumas bayis, by any tumah. We don't look at the tumah if it's going to cause a problem. So if it doesn't cause a reshus problem, surely it could cause a mitzvah problem. Kol sheinu mamkinin lo dvar mitzvah can go chasun v'regel. Mashmos dorishin, the mar dorish mehaikro, mar dorish mehaikro. One holds it's better to learn from this pasuk, the other one says no, more seems to learn from the other pasuk. But halachically there's no difference, and tomorrow we'll see Rava holds that there is a difference between them. Right, if you learn it from this pasuk, then the halacha will be different than if you learn it from the other pasuk.